This is the 20th anniversary of U.S. terrorism in Iraq, what the Western media won't tell you. Let's get into it. Today marks 20 years since the United States terrorist military invaded and terrorized Iraq. 20 years ago, on March 19, 2003, the U.S. illegally and criminally invaded Iraq. We've learned many things in those 20 years. We've learned that the United States used chemical weapons like depleted uranium and white phosphorus on Iraqis, including in Fallujah, and that these American chemical weapons are the causes of many birth defects and abnormalities in children in Iraq, levels worse than America's chemical weapons attack on Japan in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We've learned that terrorist Bush and those in his regime have yet to be prosecuted to the fullest extent by backwards and uncivilized America, where you can commit all kinds of evils, including human rights abuses and war crimes, and not be imprisoned or given the death penalty. And when I mean people in his regime, I mean Condoleezza Rice, I mean Dick Cheney, I mean Colin Powell, every single person who was, every single monster who was in his regime is free and not either imprisoned or given the death penalty. We've learned that the Western, but especially American media, both on the left and the right, which played a part in selling the illegal and criminal war to the American people, has yet to be held accountable, as well as for the role it played in being the U.S. government and Bush regime's mouthpiece. Again, this is true on both the quote-unquote left media, which Americans like to say is a thing, and the right media. They're both one and the same. The sooner you American sheep wake up, the better. They're one and the same, just like your Democrats and Republicans. Speaking of Democrats and Republicans, we've learned once again that choice in U.S. politics is a farce, and that Democrats and Republicans, who are both guilty of supporting the U.S. terrorist invasion of Iraq, are both one and the same, and have also escaped culpability for their roles in supporting Bush's terrorist, criminal, and illegal invasion of Iraq. These and many more things are things that we've learned in the 20 years since terrorist America invaded, illegally and criminally invaded, Iraq. That's what I have to say on this 20th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. What do you guys think about this? Subscribe to the channel. Leave a like. Let me know what you think. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this there. Leaving a like helps with the algorithm. So please leave a like. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this story there. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, then tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.